Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's the show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design programme, and I'm Josh Fennett. Each episode we take a closer look at a story that we think deserves just a little bit more attention. And as the globe turns towards broadcast to keep up to date with the latest developments, we thought it was time to revisit how the sets of TV news have undergone a remarkable, if incremental, transformation over the past two decades. This is a genre that was once dominated by nightly bulletins, usually presented from behind a desk by a baritone-brogued avuncular newscaster. It's under pressure, though, to be cleverer with its storytelling. Gone are the days of wobbly backdrops and anchors chained to their chairs. This is the era of infographics and coronavirus scare stories. TV sets play an active role in the presentation of the story, and as Monocle's Ben Ryland discovered when he visited Bloomberg's Sterling Prize-winning European headquarters in London, they're pretty fun to look around too.
From NBC News, this is Today with Bryant Gumbel and Jane Pauley.
It's the 5th of October, 1989. Viewers across the United States are waking up with Today. The Today Show, that is. NBC's flagship morning program, the first of its kind. As clips of the day's news cut away, the show's hosts are revealed, seated at the main desk. A small panel-style arrangement, just enough room for four people, two main hosts, a news presenter, and the weatherman. Behind the show's anchors, Jane Pauley and Bryant Gumbel, is a sun styled as the program's logo, which remains today, and a still background of New York City.
How would you like to make $1,000? Anybody interested in $1,000?
Sure.
There's a reward out there. A cockatoo is missing in St. Louis.
The design of television news remained remarkably traditional throughout the 20th century. With few exceptions, a man sat at a desk in front of a still background reading the news. Then, as the 21st century opened the door to an age of dizzying technological advancements, the news started to look different. Flagship evening bulletins from the United States to Australia and the UK ditched some of their on-screen graphics in favour of large on-set screen panels. Cameras were pulled back, revealing the presenter's hands and arms, sometimes for the first time, while also turning the art of newsreading into a form of physical choreography.
It is 11 a.m. in New York, 4 p.m. in London, and 11 p.m. in Hong Kong. Welcome to the Bloomberg Market Day.
A set designer of the 1950s might struggle to recognize the television news desks of today. Gone are the still backgrounds and plywood set pieces. Now, just about every surface is a customizable screen. This isn't technology for technology's sake, however. It's all about finding new ways of telling a story, and in a rapidly changing business, streamlining the process. Luke Morano is global editor at Bloomberg TV.
At the very center of Bloomberg, and I mean Bloomberg, the company, not just Bloomberg Television, is data and processing data and the analytics around data. It's what really gives us our competitive advantage. The other role that I think the studio plays is there's a consistency to it. It has a very slick feel. You feel, hopefully, that you're watching cutting-edge technology being deployed. Also, because we're a global company, and that's something that we're very proud of, there is a level of consistency in the various sets around the world. It would have been very easy to build a dark box and just fill it full of video screens in the background and see nothing more. But if you actually look at the way our set works, whilst there are many display surfaces in it, it's crucial to us that you also actually get to see the office behind it. It needs to feel like a living thing. There are 2,700 journalists around the world, 120 different countries. Showing that there is that force behind the product, the TV that we're making, is very important.
Standing here on the set at Bloomberg's European headquarters in London, it's easy to see why they might want to show off a little. The building, designed by Foster & Partners, won 2018's Sterling Prize. But the set isn't simply a desk plonked amongst a few workstations. Stepping onto the large circular space is almost like boarding a flying saucer. The main desk floats above a video floor, while large screens suspended from tracks mounted on the ceiling allow backgrounds and graphics to seamlessly move away from the desk. With every surface being a video screen, there's no need for sets to be bumped in and out with show schedules. Walls, floors, colours and textures are redressed at the push of a button.
It allows us during the course of a day to shoot a number of different shows that all have their own unique look and feel. When we come up to our market open show, so it starts at 7:30, for us that's a real build-up of energy. And if you look at how we deploy the set, in those shows what you'll actually see is a lot more of the set. You'll be able to see us putting graphics into the floor, into the screens around the outside, into the radials that can move in and out. Those wide shots, again, as you see the anchor move from one position to another position, it helps build up that energy. As the day goes on, and once you get to 9 a.m. when our surveillance show comes on, we're then in the position where we want to take more of a step back, look at the day. The set is then able to become a far more sort of intimate space for longer conversations that are really probing deeper into the subjects.
Since the days of crackly black and white bulletins, news producers have understood the power of a setting to tell a story. There's a reason the news almost always involves a desk, while a talk show often takes place on a sofa, and morning programs always ensure that the branded coffee cups are in shot. Just like a movie, there's a scene being set here and a story to tell. There's an awful lot of programming being broadcast out of Bloomberg's London studios, but to the casual observer here on set, you might not realise just how often we see the same few metres of streamlined space. So, is this video screen set design the way of the future for television news?
It's all about sort of economies, isn't it? If I can build one space that does it all, or I could build three discrete spaces, each one for a specific purpose, or one is going to take you more space and you're going to have to build them all. For television news, which is basically a product that you're churning out hour after hour, day after day, I think there will, of course, still be place for sort of marquee shows or important news interviews. And how do you differentiate those? Yes, if you can make your set look different, I mean, this kind of takes into the realms of virtual studios, those possibilities, but also being sat in front of a beautiful view in the outdoors or something for a certain type of show may make more sense, and I think the viewer will actually notice it.
This style of highly versatile video screen set may indeed be the way forward, but as Luke says, it's only as effective as the story it's telling. And in an ever more crowded media landscape, standing out is more important than ever, though that's unlikely to be much of a challenge for this building. For Monocle, at Bloomberg's European headquarters in London, I'm Ben Rylan.
Our thanks to Monocle's Ben Rylan for that report. And sadly, that's all we have time for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, then do listen in to our full-length programme, airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time, or tune in to Monocle 24 for the latest news, or pick up a copy of Monocle magazine from all self-respecting newsstands. Today's show was produced by the ever-patient May Lee Evans. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.